Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us on the line, Jimmy Vielkind from the Wall Street Journal, talking about Governor Andrew Cuomo, who, Jimmy, you get to see every day, and all of us now get to see every day. His profile rising as these daily news conferences continue, with New York at basically the epicenter for the United States of the coronavirus crisis. It's not strange to see Cuomo on the national stage. He's certainly been there before, but this certainly prolonged exposure unlike anything he's ever seen.
Well, that's right. The governor has gotten some praise from former critics for his daily performance. His briefings are a mixture of kind of facts, talking about what he and what the state is going to do to address the problem. And then there is always he shows sort of a human side where he's talking about his daughters and how he's telling them to stay distant. He's concerned about his mother, who's in her 80s, that she could get sick from the virus. So there's been a lot of social media traffic, but even people like Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, the Republican who ran against Cuomo in 2018, said that they think he's doing a good job and are happy to stand behind him.
He, in a lot of ways, is kind of a different voice than the president in a way that's like a polar opposite, because you have Cuomo kind of sitting at a desk with some of his healthcare professionals and other experts, talking a lot about numbers. He throws a lot of numbers out every single day, where the president later in the day will, you know, not so much on the numbers, more on the feel of things. And it is definitely a different sort of vibe that you get from both. And you're seeing both every day, and people are taking note.
That's right. Many people have brought up the contrast between Governor Cuomo and President Trump. And the figures and the progression of the virus here in the state of New York has been extensive. There are almost 31,000 cases. That's nearly a magnitude of 10 above the next highest state, which is New Jersey. I think there were something like 4,000 cases as of yesterday. Almost 300 New Yorkers have died as a result of COVID-19. And right now, state officials are working furiously to increase hospital capacity and increase the number of ventilators that are available, particularly in downstate areas, because officials believe that the epidemic will hit a peak where, while many people will just get sick and have to stay home and have what feels like a flu and be uncomfortable but not be in serious medical jeopardy, people in vulnerable populations will require extensive health care, and the state is preparing in such a way that if a large number of people in that category become seriously ill at one time, they all have places to go and they can all get the care that they'll need to survive the virus.
Is Cuomo relishing this moment at all, do you think? I've seen him over the past couple of days, you know, at the end of his remarks, kind of go off to, you know, wrap it up. It's almost like a storybook ending he's putting at the end of these press conferences now. Do you think he knows the attention that he's getting and is acting accordingly?
Well, I think that he's aware that these briefings are not just for the 12 people in front of him in the Albany Press Corps, but that they are being carried live on television, on the cable news networks. and that many people are looking to him. I read the Associated Press noted that President Trump himself delayed his own briefing so as not to conflict with Cuomo as he was talking. So I do think the governor knows that his voice has a larger impact. And of course, he's someone who has been aware of the power of the bully pulpit of the New York governorship since he advised his father, three-term governor Mario Cuomo, who was the governor in New York from 1982 to 1994.
There was so much talk going back a year ago, and maybe even sooner than that, about a potential run for the White House for Cuomo. With this attention that he's getting now, this advanced exposure, is he regretting, do you think, at all, not running? And one of the reasons he gave was basically that Joe Biden was going to get into the race, and if he didn't, that is the only way that Cuomo would run for the presidency. I mean, you put Cuomo and Biden next to each other, and one is conveying a message certainly better than the other.
Well, the governor said he has absolutely no regrets for not running for president, and he does seem to be in his element as governor of New York and managing a big crisis, having a big problem in front of him that he will try to manipulate the gears of government to solve. I don't think that there are any regrets. There is some chatter. I saw a column in the Boston Herald saying that Democrats might have buyer's remorse for lining up behind Biden, and that Cuomo's attention has sort of maybe made that point clear. We'll see what happens. Lots of weird things have happened in politics in this country and this world. I don't think right now there's any kind of mechanical path for Governor Cuomo to enter the fray and to try for the nomination of the Democratic Party, but weirder things have happened.
What is the vibe, for lack of a better word, like in Albany these days? You have what would normally be a very busy time talking about the state budget totally derailed. Is there a nervous energy around the people who you're usually around these days? How much is it different?
Well, there is, I think, the nervous energy that pervades certainly most of the state, and I imagine most of the country, about this virus and what people need to do individually to protect themselves from it. But certainly the coronavirus has swallowed up conversation of basically any other issue that would be pending before the government. And I think it's a real big question what our state lawmakers will do in order to develop a budget. The initial proposal for a budget was $178 billion. But this week, I spoke to the state budget director, Robert Mujica, who said he believes that revenues, the money coming into the budget, could be down by as little as $9 billion, and as much as $15 billion. We also know that there will be money coming from the federal government. The bill that is set for a vote in the House of Representatives on Friday, and that was approved last night by the U.S. Senate. That has, according to Senator Chuck Schumer, at least $5 billion directly for the New York state government. So it's sort of a frenetic time, people trying to put together a budget, as well as a nervous time, and a time when people who would be maybe discussing and fighting about things like changes to the state's bail law, the legalization of marijuana, their focus is just elsewhere. And of course, the public's attention is very much elsewhere.
Does this mean that things, more of the controversial items that were expected to be talked about a lot, we'll probably not see, you know, marijuana, things like that, in the state budget just because the attention is elsewhere and there hasn't been time to debate controversial items?
Well, State Senator Luz Krueger told me that she believes that if marijuana is going to be legalized, it has to be done right. And if there's not enough time to do it in the state budget, she's willing to wait. So kind of sources are saying that action could be low. But I do expect, and I know that Governor Cuomo's team have been pushing for some policy items to be included in the spending plan, which, of course, is due next week. Exactly what's going to make it in and what's going to be left on the cutting room floor still remain to be seen.
Jimmy, thank you so much for the time. It's a busy one. It's Jimmy Vielkind of the Wall Street Journal joining us live from Albany.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.